This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 6 years ago, a local food delivery service started up in Windham County to make it easier for schools to order more food directly from farms. Now, as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the organization called Windham Farm and Food is about to purchase its first truck and expand the service even more.
A pallet of green peppers, carrots, and salad greens is being loaded onto a truck at Harlow Farm in Westminster. During the next few hours, a driver from Windham Farm and Food will drop off the produce at schools across the region. Richard Burkfield is executive director of Food Connects, which runs the aggregation and delivery service.
The program was designed around the needs of school cafeterias and very busy food service directors who, even though they wanted to buy a lot of local food, they didn't have the time to call them all up, get their orders delivered at different times, and have to pay all of them separately.
Windham Farm and Food gives area farmers a single website where they can update what is fresh and available. Food service directors go to the same website, put in a single order, and receive only one bill, even if they order from a variety of farms. The service was started with technical assistance from UVM Extension, and the group has been using a Harlow Farm truck piggybacking on the farm's own delivery service. Now a $38,000 USDA grant will allow the group to purchase its own refrigerated truck. Burkfield says that will help extend the service into additional towns in southern Vermont.
Our hope is that we are going to add another delivery day to the north to go to the Springfield schools, Chester schools, and potentially some others who have expressed interest in that area. And we're also hoping to sell more product to more schools in general.
That growth would follow what Windham Farm and Food has already experienced. In 2011, the organization trucked about $75,000 worth of local produce and goods. Last year, it delivered about $200,000 worth of food to more than 50 customers, including hospitals, nursing homes, and schools. The program is run all year, and it also delivers yogurt, cheese, bread, pudding, granola, and cider. John Ayer is food service director at Brattleboro's high school and middle school. He says about 50% of the produce he uses comes from within 30 miles of the school. Walking through the cafeteria, Ayer points to the chicken soup, salad bar, and pizza, all of which was prepared with produce from the farm delivery program.
If it wasn't for Windham Farm and Food, I would not be able to buy the kind of produce and the amounts of produce I buy because it's just too hard. I mean, you'd have to have every farmer deliver it, and then you'd have to have relationships with every farmer, and it just makes it too difficult.
Windham Farm and Food is working with the Vermont Community Foundation to collect data and see if the service can be replicated in other parts of the state. The group hopes to have its own truck on the road before the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.